Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Thanks to my pal Don Wiskin and the crew for getting me to the Republican convention. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, help my pals out, man. We are pushing for this whole heart thing. I think there's a lot of people connected to the RNC that feel like they were having heart palpitations trying to figure out what to do with this whole Isaac mess. And that's the thing. Everyday life throws you curveballs. I've said it. Because I never met my grandfather, who died before he was 40, and since heart problems run in the Delaney family, I started taking Extendivite, gosh, about 5-6 months now. It's unbelievable the results that I've seen with my blood pressure down, and I'm telling you, I'm extending my life. I feel that way anyway. I truly do from the bottom of my heart, or I would not endorse Extendivite. So thanks to Don Wiskin and the crew, they have not only helped me reduce those numbers, the cholesterol numbers and the blood pressure numbers, but they have also sponsored the show and the road to the convention. So please go and visit the website. Get some Extendivite. It's the bomb. I'm telling you. If you are worried, you saw what happened with Rosie O'Donnell. She started having problems. She goes, she gets a stent put in. We've seen more and more people crop up with this as the reason for falling over and dying or having their chest cracked open to do whatever they can to massage the heart, to save them, that kind of stuff. And, boy, I just decided I didn't want to end up that way. I am not big on staying in the hospitals for anything. So I've seen too many people go through that and survive it, but barely at some pretty young ages. So the website is heartdrop.com. They have a special deal going on right now. You get a bottle of Extendivite, you know, by the end of August. No shipping. Whew. None of us like shipping. That's what made Amazon so rich. We hate shipping. We want a deal, don't we? It is not a great deal for what has now happened with Isaac. Isaac forming into a hurricane, getting ready to snap into the Gulf Coast. So Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana all declaring the governors there states of emergency ahead of the arrival of the hurricane. While in Tampa, they were concerned that the eye of that storm was going to slap right into Tampa. I can tell you, just a few feet away from where I'm broadcasting, it is wet, my friends. Heavy, heavy, nasty rain and high winds, but a tropical storm, not a full-blown hurricane. That's the good news for Tampa. And the Republican convention did the smart thing. They knew they couldn't let the show go on Monday, so they'll open the convention and promptly close it down for a day. So Tuesday through Thursday will be the actual Republican convention. I can tell you a couple of things that have already happened to me. One, I was on a plane with Karl Rove, who is the kingmaker, the money mover, the man behind the Republican Party. So he's a separate entity, really, from the Republican Party. He's the guy who raises the dough. You got to have the dough to get elected. Since Citizens United, he knows the right people and has the right groups that have now formed. And Mitt Romney can thank Rove in part for the kind of money that he's getting in donations. The war chest could be $1.8 billion is the figure I'm hearing that's flying around, $1.8 billion. So we had a brief conversation. He was excited to come down to the convention. That's not a surprise. He's got a whole bunch of FaceTime meetings going on, not just, I think, with any of the Romney folks, but other people, because it's the who's who. As somebody said to me when I was leaving, you think you'll see any C-SPAN celebrities? Meaning that it's the Super Bowl of politics. Both conventions certainly are that. So at Tampa, I got a good sense of it when I went to the delegate party on Sunday that was loaded for bear. I mean, they had women eating fire. They had marching bands. And it was on the field where the Rays play. People sitting in the dugout, drinking some wine, having a good time, coming from all parts of the country, excited to get the convention on the road, but shortened by a day. There were people noticeably probably absent from what would have been a much larger group, but many of them got stuck because flights were canceled heading into Florida and in parts of Florida heading to Tampa. So some of those people will have to regroup and come in a day or so later. If they're driving in, they may notice the gas prices have jumped. The average price for a gallon of regular, because I know how we like to whine about our gas, is now $3.76. Woo! What is it in your neck of the woods? This convention, after all, is supposed to be about the middle class. People don't want to see gas go sky high because then they can not afford to do the heavy commutes they have to do to go to these two and three jobs to string a living together. What is it where you live? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I definitely want to hear if you've got a good story to tell. You know, the increase in the last couple of weeks is still smaller than 2 weeks before that when it jumped 19 cents a gallon. So it tapers off with cooler weather. That's not unusual. People take road trips more in the fall. In September, a lot of people take trips. What impact will Tropical Storm Isaac have? We don't know, but the refineries that are out there, not the refineries, the oil platforms are being shut down, most of them on Monday in the Gulf. So that means production is not happening, that end of it anyway. And that can be crippling at the pump too. And we won't know until this thing passes over. The three states declaring the emergency was smart to get ahead of this to make sure that they have their bases covered. Brian Bauer talks about what it was like in Key West. Not quite as awful as they had originally thought.
Squalled for maybe an hour, which is, you know, when I say squall, that's something that's a regular occurrence here in Key West, particularly in the summer.
Yeah, so see, it went through Key West. They had some high winds, and it was about that long, about 60 minutes, and then passed on through. Now has hit Tampa, heavy, heavy rain. Schools are canceled in Tampa. All the elementary schools and high schools and whatnot done. Some businesses are closing. I mentioned about the convention. The convention, by the way, will re-rack the revised convention. What will happen in the 3 days is everything gets moved up to 7 o'clock. But the same people will speak. There's the remarks by the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, on Tuesday. Then there's some remarks by the RNC chair, Rens Priebus. Then you have a slew of other things to follow on Tuesday. Scott Walker will speak, the governor of Wisconsin. Governor Nikki Haley from South Carolina is in the mix there. Big one. In the later segments on Tuesday, Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey, and so on and so forth. The who's who of Republicans endorsing Mitt Romney and talking about him. Stay with us. A little sports mixed in.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divine designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is August 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1665.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1706.66, $853.33 for a half ounce, and $426.67 for a quarter ounce. $1706.66, $853.33, and $426.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face.
Let's hope, my friends, we're all just singing in the rain. I'm in the middle of that stuff right now. Unfortunately, tropical rainstorm not as bad, or fortunately, tropical rainstorm not as bad as what could be a hurricane, Cat 2, or worse, we don't want to see, hitting Mississippi, hitting any of those platforms, and of course more about the people in Louisiana, Alabama, Destin, Florida, all those places could be right in the thick of everything. What timing with this Republican convention going on and possible disasters looming hours away from so many people. They're talking about evacuations and whatnot, keeping a close eye on the eye of Isaac to see where exactly it's going to hit, but it really is looking like the panhandle and then on from there. A couple of quick reminders about America Tonight. We are broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, where the Republican National Convention is. We'll be doing that throughout the week. A reminder of next week, a special edition of Nail the Score, the first of the season, will actually be on Tuesday. Do you believe it? So next Tuesday, spread the word because it's coming off of a holiday. But the season starts on Wednesday, September 5th with the Cowboys at the New York Giants, an 8:30 kickoff. Woohoo! Start of the regular season for all you football fans out there, or those who just tolerate it, I guess. So, week one. Normally we will have the Nail the Score contest on Wednesday since there's so many Thursday games. Thanks to Rick in Illinois for pointing that out. We love you, Rick. Two hands on the wheel. He told us he was right. And instead of leaving off the Thursday game, I thought it would be better to do the Wednesday Nail the Score thing. As much as I love doing that on Thursday, we're gonna do it on our Wednesday into Thursday show. So just keep that in mind. Except for next week, to start things off, it'll happen on Tuesday. So our Tuesday show / Wednesday for many of you, because that's the very early morning hours. And what a first week that'll be in the NFL. Besides that game, it's a full slate on Sunday and then the doubleheader on Monday. Cincinnati at Baltimore and San Diego at Oakland. Then the following week, things kick off with a Thursday game. Talk about rivalries in the Midwest. Chicago at Green Bay. And see, everybody likes this time of the year because we don't know what's going to happen. Everybody's a winner right now. You can pound your chest and say your team is going to have the greatest year ever. Then the wheels slowly start to fall off. And it'll be interesting to see how Peyton Manning does with the Broncos, to see what happens with the Jets. A lot of storylines are already starting to shake out. I said this was going to be about sports here, so I wanted to fill in the blanks with a couple of other quick things. Often in New York, they're concerned about the weather. Rain has plagued the U.S. Open a few times in its history, but that's not the case at this point. Novak Djokovic is really hungry for a big win after losing the last couple of times out in the majors. He looks at the draw and talks about the U.S. Open and what that's all about.
There's 128 players here who have plenty of motivation to perform their best in the Grand Slam, so the last major of the year, and I'm sure that they want to cause some upsets in the opening round. So I'm truly taking one step at a time.
Yep, and taking nobody for granted is smart. That's the way to play it, one match at a time. The U.S. Open kicks off on Monday, and it should be an interesting week, actually. A lot of the big names don't necessarily get the layup stuff, but Andy Murray, Maria Sharapova, Roger Federer, all part of the kickoff for the U.S. Open. Serena Williams is excited and still flying high after her annihilation of Maria Sharapova at the Olympics.
I'm still kind of in the Olympic moment. I love the Olympics, and, you know, I was just so proud when we finally had the final tally of gold medals that I contributed to, so it was really awesome.
Yeah, she got a little bit of guff for doing her crazy dance when she won, but Maria Sharapova took it in stride and said it was just amazing, the tennis that she played. And in interviews afterwards, Serena said the same thing, just talking about she played some of the best tennis she has ever played in her life, and that was just the name of the game for her. And so the Olympics were exciting to watch from the point of view of an American player just completely dominant in her last match and winning that gold medal. And the U.S. Open is on our turf, so we'd love to see some Americans win this one. Let's see how far some of the guys can go. The Williams sisters always have a chance, even though they've hit that marker where they're 30, and sometimes for women that's old in tennis. So many of the younger players really, really coming up now in a fast way. But they're absolutely forces to be reckoned with, without a doubt. So the Republican convention is what has become our home for the rest of the week. It's the place that's become our home for the rest of the week. And I've made a couple of observations, and one of them is the fact that the security is so tight from the airport on down, and I am right near the convention center, so I really have seen it with the bridges and police, local police. the Secret Service everywhere you look. Lots of dogs, lots of people in vests, lots of people out there waiting and watching with every eye possible on anything that might happen during this convention, because there was a lot of credible threats that the FBI came across as they were digging into the convention site. So you can never be 100% sure that the net is tight, but I think this is some of the tightest security I've ever seen. It's the most I have ever seen, and I've been to some other events, including one with the president, with Bush, where there were Secret Service and sharpshooters and whatnot, but still not the amount of police, of sheriff's deputies, of federal and local that I've ever seen mixed in. And it could be the spread from St. Petersburg and the bridges and the threats over the bridges and that kind of stuff, not sure. What will be interesting to see, and I'll be keeping tabs on this, is who give the most inspiring, interesting speeches of the convention. The idea is to rally people up, to get them excited, to offer them something for the middle class. This convention is really the middle class. It's about the war for the middle class between Obama and Romney. Who delivers that message? Romney himself, his wife, Marco Rubio is excited. He gets to introduce Romney. Paul Ryan on the undercard, the VP, Chris Christie. A lot of people love to hear Chris Christie speak, which is why he was considered to be one of the front runners for the nomination a year and a half ago, but he wasn't interested. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll be bringing you all the sights and sounds, all the big name people. It's the who's who Tuesday through Thursday in Tampa, Florida. Let's keep our fingers crossed for the weather around the rest of the country and the Gulf states and as it blows through Tampa. Thanks to all the people who called in the show. And remember, you can always hit me up at americatonight.net. Charles in charge. Charles Sadler, awesome job stepping in for Matt Johnson on the technicals. What a great job. Kid knows music. There's no doubt about it. Stay tuned. We got some great interviews in the wings, including my pal Ben Fuchs, who disputes some of the stuff that Consumer Reports talked about as far as vitamins. You don't want to miss it. That's coming up.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Fly me to the moon. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. I've been talking now for almost a year, hard to believe, on what a difference Beyond Tangy Tangerine has made for me. I've said this, I've only ever endorsed or taken two products, really, and really, really have liked both of them. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine has been a game changer because I wasn't taking any multivitamins. I was feeling like I was lethargic, didn't have that energy, and I, you know, had the Buddha belly, and it's amazing what it has done for me, especially the kick that it takes to take me through the day and how much different I feel as far as, you know, everything, especially when it comes to, I keep going back to this, especially when it comes back to my energy level. So I was stunned when I was out shopping the other day and I picked up Consumer Reports just for our next guest, Ben Fuchs, you know, my favorite, because he's the one who turned me on to Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And the cover says 10 surprising dangers of vitamins and supplements, how to protect your family. Ben, I sent you a note about it, and I was really stunned when I read the article, and I wanted to get your take on what their proof was as to why all of a sudden vitamins and supplements are dangerous.
Well, what did I tell you when you said, what did I just say to you, we're going to do this report?
You're going to pulverize it.
We're going to pulverize it. We're going to explode it to smithereens. We're going to destroy it from the face of the earth where it should be destroyed. See, this is the thing, Katie. You and I are complicit in a way because we're journalists. I mean, you more than me probably. But you know, we're in this journalism media business, and we are guilty of something that's we got bad karma for this. We're going to get payback for this. And that is misleading people through headlines and misleading people through blurbs, misleading people through sound bites. We do a lot of misleading here in this media business of ours, and no business is more misleading, egregiously, hugely, than the print business, because they need to get your attention quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
The headline needs to friggin' grab you. And so they write headlines. And so what we as human beings have to do is we have to become this is a very interesting phrase here. I know you've heard it, but a lot of people may haven't. It's called critical thinkers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You've got to wade through the headlines. The headlines are there to just grab you at your lowest, most instinctual level. 10 surprising dangers, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So let's go over these supposed 10 surprising dangers, all right? You want to go one by one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, good. All right, number one, supplements are not risk-free. I love this one. This is number one, okay? Now, more than 6,300 reports of serious adverse events associated with dietary supplements, including vitamins and herbs, stream into the FDA for supplement companies. The reports more than, of the 10,300 serious deaths, 2,100 hospitals, 1,000 serious injuries, 900 emergency room visits, and 4,000 important medical events. So that sounds really bad, right?
Yes.
1,000 serious, holy cow. But let's read this one more time, okay? More than 6,300 reports of serious events associated with dietary supplements, including vitamins and herbs, streamed to the FDA for supplement companies. You hear what I said? By
yes.
the way, they changed it from 6,300 reports. I'm noticing now 6,300 to 10,000.
Yeah.
The numbers change here in the story. But in any
sure.
case, the point is there's a lot of these things, right? But did you hear what I said?
Yes.
More than 6,300 reports of serious adverse events associated with dietary supplements, including vitamins and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it says dietary supplements, including vitamins and herbs. Now, where do you suppose these adverse events are coming from? They're coming from herbs, and herbs are not vitamins.
Yeah.
This collapsing of herbs with vitamins and calling the whole thing nutritional supplements is so sneaky and so deceitful and robs so many people of their right to good nutrition that whoever thought of it is an evil genius that will pay for this in the next life, if not here. This is so terrible. There's so many. How many people are going to be freaked out about nutrients because somebody lumped vitamins and herbs? And it's just, I can only think this is done intentionally, because to a chemist, a vitamin and an herb are about the same as they're like two completely different entities, two completely different molecules. They have nothing in common with each other.
Right.
Supplements are food. I mean, a herb is a food. It's a it's like a medicinal compound.
Sure.
Vitamin is a very simple molecule that the body must have. You hear that? Must have. You cannot die from a vitamin unless you take ridiculous, idiotic amounts, 25 bottles of vitamin A, some crazy, idiotic amount. Maybe you'll get sick. You cannot die from these things, people. Vitamin K, maybe if you got, you know, drank or ate a whole bunch of it, you might bleed to death. You might have, it's a clotting vitamin, so you may have clotting problems.
Right,
that's
but otherwise, no.
Yes. Yeah. It could not be more safe. There's
right.
nothing that's, next to water, there's nothing safer. That's number
right.
one. I know we've got a lot of busting to do here, so let's continue. Does that make sense, though?
It makes sense.
You don't want to collapse herbs and plant materials, things like ephedra, St. John's wort. You don't want to collapse these herbs together with vitamins and minerals that are essential with a capital E, meaning you must have them. Number two, some supplements are really prescription drugs. That means that they're supplements fight with prescription drugs. Well, that's not a reason to be freaked out about your vitamins. That's a reason to make sure that you're buying reputable companies.
That's right.
That's
what I got.
That's not a reason to not do it, because it might be spiked with prescription drugs. Number three, you can overdose on vitamins and minerals. With rare exception, there are some minerals you can overdose on. Vitamins you cannot overdose on. And by the way, what does overdose mean? Overdose means you overdose.
Right.
Too big a dose. Yes, you can overdose by definition, I suppose, but you're not going to run into toxicities with the exception of three or four minerals. And minerals are different from vitamins. Again, minerals are different from vitamins. Minerals, there's three or four minerals, selenium, zinc, iron. There's a few minerals because they're so powerful and they're so active, you have to be very careful with them, which is why you want to take them as best as you can in food and in the supplement drinks, colloidal supplement drinks like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's why you want to take them that way.
Right.
Because they're balanced.
Sure, that's why I like it. Yeah.
Exactly. So you don't have to do it all on your own. You can't depend on warning labels. Well, okay. I mean, is that a reason to be afraid of your supplements because you can't depend on your warning labels? What the heck? I didn't even understand where that came from. That's like
I didn't either.
Scraping the, scraping the bottom of the barrel up. Okay, so you can't depend on warning labels. Well, do your own research, but that doesn't mean you don't want your nutritional supplements.
Right.
None are proved. This is a good one. This is a good one. None are proved to cure major diseases.
I know. I saw
another
that.
Another sneaky one.
Yes.
You make it sound like, oh, they're, you don't take these things to cure diseases. You take these things so you don't get diseases. You take these things because your body runs on them. And when your body does not have them, every bit as much as if your car doesn't have engine fluid and gasoline and everything you need in a car, because the body needs much more than a car, your car is going to break down and your body breaks down when it happens with the body. It has nothing to do with curing major diseases. And every so often you'll see a study that comes out, vitamin E shown not to cure heart disease. You know? Well, nobody's saying it's going to cure heart disease.
Sure, of course not. Yeah.
That's called allopathic nutrition, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine is allopathy, where you use medicine, you use drugs to fight the disease. Allo means different, pathy means disease. Allopathy means when you fight the disease, and that's how drugs work. So when you use nutrients in this fashion, it's like pharmaceutical nutrients. It's like allopathic nutrition. It's not the way nutrients are supposed to work. Number six, don't buy from Botanicas. I have no idea where that's from.
I know. That's what I said. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, check with your doctor. Yeah.
Don't buy before using traditional herbs. Again, by the way, they lump Botanicas apparently are herbal pharmacies. So they're lumping the herbs together with the nutrients again. Seven is just a rehash of eight, of five. Heart and cancer protection not proved. Great, okay. That's not the point. You don't take nutrients to protect yourself or you don't take nutrients to target specific systems. You take nutrients because you want your whole body to run every bit as much as you need gasoline to have your car run. That's
absolutely.
Is that a hard sell?
That's I get it. That's what worked for me.
I mean, how is that just difficult for the average person, do you think? I mean, I've been in the business a long time. Maybe I'm just taking things for granted. Do you think as a layperson yourself, that it's a hard concept to understand that your body runs on vitamins?
No.
It's not hard, is it?
No, and you explained it so well. This past year, that has been the brilliance of Ben Fuchs. You have explained that. What was missing, what's lacking, what you need to get. Absolutely.
Well,
yeah,
no,
it's obvious.
To me, do you think to the average person, though, that's something that they haven't heard? Or
no.
It's a hard sell?
No, I don't think it's a hard sell. No.
No? I don't think it should be either. I'm just wondering, maybe I'm missing something when
no.
I read articles like this.
No.
Pills can irritate the esophagus. Are you kidding me? Okay. Are you kidding me? I'm not even going to address that, but use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Some natural products or anything, but that's a very interesting one. Let's get to that in a second. In fact, that should be a whole conversation, some natural products or anything, but. Number 10, you may not need supplements at all. I beg to differ. Our foods are so corrupted from the ground up, there is absolutely no way. The soil itself is so depleted of nutrients, of minerals, that there's no way the plants can have what they need, and there's no way that animals that eat the plants can have what they need. Not only that, but animals and plants are given pesticides and hormones and various chemicals that have to be processed by the body as poisons and toxins. You know, Katie, this is so important. Okay, this is so fundamental. Most of our food not only does not give us nutrition, it costs us nutrition.
Yes.
To process it. So not only are you losing nutrients with your food by not getting it, you're losing more to process the food.
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's huge.
I know. It's huge. And we've talked about that so much. Ben, we are out of time. You diffused everything. Next time you come on, let's dig further into you might need supplements at all.
There's one that I didn't talk about. I want to talk about that one.
All right. So next time when you come on, we're going to talk about that, okay?
Okay, good deal, Katie.
Ben Fuchs, thanks so much as always.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Upstaging in the sense that already a day was scrapped from the convention. A lot of people stranded. They couldn't fly in. Hundreds of flights were stopped, never took off, couldn't get in, that kind of thing, especially in Florida, but outside of Florida as well. I think I certainly was one of the people that got in before everything was closed down. I'll be curious to see what happens Florida-wise on Monday. You have Alabama, Mississippi, and as I mentioned, Louisiana declaring states of emergency already. So this is an opportunity for Romney, but at the same time with what's going on with the weather, he's got to play pretty close to the vest, I think, in a sense, focus on his remarks, dues, his acceptance speech. But hopefully we haven't had massive damage in the Gulf area of the United States. And if we do, that has to be part of the address, naturally. Because of Isaac, schools have been closed in a lot of areas. Since I am with family, I have a 11-year-old nephew, just turned 11, an 11-year-old nephew who was jumping for joy because he didn't have to go to school on Monday. Already he's got the Sundayisms. already the kid has a Sunday. I don't want to go somewhere on Monday. And it, in his case, it happens to be school. So he's very excited that he doesn't have to go. A lot of people are not excited, though, as to what Isaac could bring. But in the meantime, that was part of what many of you had to say in your emails to me over the weekend. So without further ado, we're down in the mail room, and we're going to read that snail mail. Let it rip.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, thank you very much. This one is from Angie, who says, Kate, I'll be interested to see who you get to talk to at the Republican convention. How many media people are there? How many talk shows are in Tampa? I don't know how many talk shows are in Tampa, because you think, well, I'm sure there's a lot of talk shows, but there's television people, there are newspaper people, bloggers, all that kind of stuff. I know this for sure, 15,000 media credentials were issued, but for talk shows, I'm sure it was still a small amount. There are a lot of talk show hosts across the United States, but it's not the biggest medium. So I would say, if I were guessing, I would say there were more television credentials issued across the board than probably anything else. So for some, Monday is kind of a strange day. Normally there's a lot of buzz around the convention, and it doesn't look like there will be since it's been scrapped for Tuesday. It's good for, in a sense, as long as it's not too bad, because I think you're going to have lots of rain and icky weather, but it could be good for the restaurants and some of the merchants in Tampa St. Pete. They're excited about having people there for the convention because it's a very big deal. It's a chance for them to show off. That's the deal. So that's the answer to the question. 15,000 credentials, specifically talk shows, I don't know. I don't know how many talk shows, radio talk shows, I have no idea. But I know it's not the highest. I am certain of that. This one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. Hello, Kate. You know I've been doing this email thing for a long, long, long time. I'm wondering what's going on with the Ron Paul people and their protest, because they were supposed to be at the convention, sort of an alternative to the establishment. Yeah, the, you know, he is in Tampa. Ron Paul is in Tampa and he's speaking before the start of the convention, and on Sunday there was a rally. He said that, you know, the country is failing. Oh, yeah. And he talked about that he was going to retire after three runs for president and decades, of course, in Congress. And he told a crowd that the party would eventually drift it, as he called it, I like this expression, drift into his tent. He said this. He said, we'll get into the tent, believe me, because we'll become the tent eventually. Once they know we are the future, they'll know about us. And he got about 8,000 people to a rally in the Sun Dome at the University of Southern Florida. And this was separate, put on by the Paul supporters. There was a separate one put on by the Paul supporters at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and he declined an invitation to that one, but he was at the other thing. So pretty interesting. You think of the kind of career that Ron Paul has had, and the fact that some of the things that Ron Paul said, even if you don't agree with everything, without a doubt, when he talks about the Federal Reserve, auditing the Federal Reserve, the money system in the country, the problems with that, the incredible deficits that, you know, we have to really address, not constantly put the Band-Aid over. He's talked about that for a long time. He's not the new kid on the block. He's been screaming this for a while. Some of what he says, he's right. It makes complete sense, but he's always pushed aside. Not pushed aside by colleagues necessarily, but pushed aside by the Washington establishment, I guess. I mean, that's the thing. This is a guy that you have to respect in the sense that he's about returning to the gold standard, shutting down the Federal Reserve, and his proposals reducing the size of government, he's never wavered from that. He didn't play the game. He didn't two-step around things. He is what he is, and he is about liberty and freedoms and stay away, big brother, and get the government out of things that they shouldn't be involved in, that we're wasting time on. And he's right. He's right that there's so much time wasting because there's too much that we shouldn't be doing. And some of the things that he talked about in his speech to the supporters that were there for him, he's talked about throughout his campaigns. He's criticized really the Democrats and the Republicans for Afghanistan and Iraq and other libertarian things or liberties that some people don't think about and maybe take for granted that he's worried will slip through our fingers. And thank goodness there's people like Ron Paul to constantly keep the eyes out there on things. He didn't win any state's popular vote during the Republican nominating process, but he definitely competes for delegates to the convention. He's continued to be able to do that because he strikes a chord, I think, with a lot of people, including myself, when he talks about smaller government and not wasting all this money on these wars and ending the Fed. Ben Bernanke, I think, is a huge mistake. I can't understand why 3-4 years ago he was the Time Magazine Man of the Year. Man of the Year for what? A great guy to go have lunch with? Somebody who, he's so smart because he went to Harvard? I don't know. But every time I hear him speak, he pussyfoots around the interest rates. He's all about pumping out the monopoly money. And I 100% am with Ron Paul on that one. I'm 100% with him on that. Are you kidding? Really. There was a couple of swipes, punches, if you will, that Paul took, including, and really at both events, that was the major theme, Obama and what Obama's done, the Republican Party, and the fact that, you know, Paul gets labeled that he's part of this extreme wing of the GOP, and that's not true, and whatnot. And so what's interesting is the Republican convention, at the convention, they're going to that he's going to do a short video tribute to Paul. So that's good. I mean, I think at least he's getting something there. He's getting not what he should full-on get, but he is getting at least a little bit of time. And people are talking about writing Paul's name on the ballot, but you got to think that there's just not enough push there, not enough push. But kudos to Ron Paul for sticking to his guns the entire time that he's been in government. It's a tough thing to do when people are trying to tell you to calm down, and if you just manage this and do this, you have a better chance to get to where you want to be. You know, he ran in 1988 as a Libertarian Party candidate and as a Republican in 2008 and 2012. Wow. All right, thanks so much for everybody who emailed the show. Remember, you can do the same. Sometimes I go off on tangents, I know. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.